The business of the Buick was a bona fide special case, however. Neither of them questioned that, either. Huddy wanted to know if he'd been right not to call Curtis. He was worried Kurt would feel left out, passed over. If the Sarge wanted, Huddy said, he could go in the barracks that very second and make a telephone call, happy to do it. "Curtis is fine right where he is," Tony said. "And when it's explained to him why he wasn't called, he'll understand. As for the rest of you fellows." Tony stepped away from the roll-up door. His posture was easy and relaxed, but his face was very pale. The sight of that thing in the corner had affected him, too, even through a pane of glass. Sandy felt the same way himself, but he could also sense Sergeant Shane Dink's excitement, the balls-to-the-wall curiosity he shared with Kurt. The throbbing undertone that said, "Holy shit, do you fucking believe it?" Sandy heard it and recognized it for what it was, although he felt none of it himself, not a single iota. He didn't think any of the others did, either. Certainly Huddy's curiosity, and Archie's, had faded quickly enough. "Gone the way of the blue suede shoe," as Curtis might have said. "You men on duty, listen up to me now," Tony said. He was wearing his slanted little grin, but to Sandy it looked a bit forced that night. "There's fires in Statler, floods in Leesburg, and a rash of Piggly Wiggly robberies down in Pogus County. We suspect the Amish." There was some laughter at this. "So what are you waiting for?" There was a general exodus of troopers on duty, followed by the sound of Chevrolet V8 engines starting up. The off-duty fellows hung around for a while, but nobody had to tell them to move along. "Move along. Come on, boys. Show's over." Sandy asked the Sarge if he should also saddle up and ride. "No, trooper," he said. "You're with me." And he started briskly toward the walk-in door, pausing only long enough to examine the items Sandy had put into the carton. One of the evidence documenting Polaroids, extra film, a yardstick, and evidence collection kit. Sandy had also grabbed a couple of green plastic garbage bags from the kitchenette. "Good job, Sandy." "Thanks, sir." "Ready to go in?" "Yes, sir." "Scared?" "Yes, sir." "Scared as me or not quite that scared?" "I don't know." "Me either. But I'm scared, all right. If I faint, you catch me. Just fall in my direction, sir." He laughed. "Come on. Step into my parlor," said the spider to the fly,